Braving inclement weather, hundreds of protesters took to streets across Indian-controlled Kashmir to condemn the desecration of the graves of Holy Prophet's companions, Amr ibn Yasir and Umais Qarni in Syria, by foreign-backed rebels. The protest rallies were held in Srinagar, the capital of Kashmir Valley, and several other small towns after Friday prayers. Protesters called on the international community to denounce the actions. Carrying banners and placards and chanting slogans, the protesters condemned the sacrilegious acts and described them as attacks on Islam. They also shouted slogans against the US and Israel for supporting Syrian militants. Israeli flags were also burned during the protest marches.
Anti-Islamic forces are behind all this, and ironically, they are being supported by some Muslim countries. They want to create dissension among Muslims, and that's why they are attacking the religious sites of a particular sect.
This is a call to the Muslim brethren or the Muslim countries like Egypt, like Tunis, like Saudi Arabia, who are still deploying these takfiris in this area. I just want to know if they have done these things, like they mutilate the bodies, they have destroyed the shrines of holy companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But still they say them they are jihadis.
The attack on the sacred shrines of the loyal companions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, has evoked widespread anger across the world. Many rallies and demonstrations have been held in many countries. The Al-Qaeda-linked insurgents have in the recent past attacked the shrines of Hazrat Zainab, granddaughter of the Holy Prophet, and Hazrat Sukaina bint Husayn, daughter of Imam Husayn, near Damascus.
All the Muslims believe that it is their responsibility to protest against these unhuman and un-Islamic acts and give a message to the world that it is not tolerable, not acceptable to anyone.
The deadly conflict in Syria has entered into its fourth year, and the foreign-backed insurgents continue their atrocities not only against the Syrian government forces and the ordinary people, but also against the sacred places of other sects and religions, including Christian churches and holy Muslim shrines and tombs.
Experts here in Kashmir say Muslim governments that are allied with the US should wake up and foil the desperate attempts made by enemies to pit them against each other. Sadly Safi reporting for Press TV, Indian Control, Kashmir.